changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
I've gotten addicted. It's funny how you spiral down a rabbit hole, you know? I listened to an interview with Ron and Clint Howard. And so then I downloaded their audiobook, The Boys, which is all about them both growing up as child actors and their parents and everything. It was really fascinating about the early days of the Andy Griffith Show. And then I spun off and I listened to a biography of Johnny Carson. And in that, they were talking a bit about Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis. And so now I've just finished listening to Jerry Lewis's biography of his time working with Dean Martin. And it's really fascinating stuff, the behind-the-scenes stories. But the most fascinating story, which drove home to me, and I'm looking it up because I want to make sure I get the men's names right. But the story is about really taking, here it is, opposite action. You know, in dialectical behavior therapy, they talk about opposite action, that if you've got an area of your life that's not working, one of the best things you can do is the opposite of what you're doing. I like to always cite that Seinfeld episode where George realizes that absolutely nothing is going right in his life. And so he decides that if nothing's going right, do everything the opposite. And he begins to do this. And he sees a beautiful woman and he says, the old me would have never gone over and talking to her. I'm going to talk to her. And he walks over and the woman, she looks like Anne Margaret, if I recall. It wasn't her, but that kind of build and red hair and everything. And George says, "Hi, my name is George. I'm unemployed. I'm bald. And I live with my parents." And you could tell she was just so interested in him. Oftentimes, one of the best things we can do is the opposite of what we're doing, especially if we're not in a situation that's working for us. Now, I'm going to tie this back now to this Johnny Carson biography that I've been listening to. One, it's so interesting to listen to these people that I grew up who, like on the Dean Martin roast, would wear tuxedos, and you just thought these people were absolutely glamorous all the time. One thing I found interesting was that Johnny Carson and Dean Martin had the same habit of never sitting down once they put their tuxedo on because they wouldn't allow themselves to get wrinkled. But the story I found most fascinating, which drives home this idea of opposite action, is that there were two men, Stan Irwin and Jack Roy. These are their names. Now, these are important names, and I'm going to come back to them as I keep talking. I've got a cough this morning. I beg your pardon. Stan Irwin and Jack Roy. Now, ask yourself in your mind, do you know any famous people named Stan Irwin or Jack Roy? Well, I certainly had not. Back in the 1940s, 50s, and 60s, there were a lot of resorts in the Catskills for Jewish people. That's where they would vacation in the summertime. And it was great because you're around people of your same faith and all of this, and they would bring in top flight entertainment. And if you're not connecting with what I'm talking about, just think of the movie Dirty Dancing. That's exactly what I'm talking about, okay? But on a grander, more resort style. So these two comedians, Stan Irwin and Jack Roy, were performing at one of these resorts, and neither one of them could get a laugh. They were comedians, and neither one of them had ever quite hit their stride. They were always kind of on the bill. They were paid subsistence money just to live. They were given a room to stay in. And for them, it was just an opportunity to break into show business. But neither one of them had made a dent. Neither one of them could seem to get, as I said, get a laugh during their presentation. So what did they decide to do? Well, I'll tell you. And it's not what you're thinking. They didn't change their names to Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis. Nope. Stan Irwin and Jack Roy were commiserating at the bar one night after another lackadaisical performance with very little enthusiasm from the audience. And they had been at this resort so many times that Jack Roy said, "You know what? I have heard your bit, your shtick, so many times I could do it myself." And Stan Irwin's like, "You know what? You wouldn't get any fewer laughs than I do. Why don't you do that?" He says, "Okay, I tell you what. Why don't you do my bit tomorrow and I'll do yours. You do your routine and you do my routine and I will do your routine." The two men agreed. The next night, when it came time for Jack Roy to go on, and for some reason, he just decided he didn't want to use his real name because he was going to flip back to doing the same comedy the next night. This was a gag. He decided to use a different name. He decided to use a different, the name of a sort of a schlemiel character that he had seen on television, this character's name he had heard anyway. So he told the guy to, he told the MC that he was using a different name that night. He wasn't going to be called Jack Roy. He was going to be called Rodney Dangerfield. Rodney Dangerfield. Jack Roy had been trying to be your normal, typical, you know, one-liner, Henny Youngman sort of comedian. And Stan Irwin was this sad sack, self-deprecating, couldn't get no respect guy. And they decided to switch gags. And that night, Rodney Dangerfield was born. The right comedy in the right hands all of a sudden became worth legendary gold. This was almost 60 years ago, and we still know the name Rodney Dangerfield. Now, Stan Irwin, you may want to feel sorry for, but don't. Just because he doesn't pop to mind, he was the producer of The Tonight Show for almost 30 years with Johnny Carson. And he succeeded very, very well, not only in that, but in other things as well. Sometimes we're just in the wrong lane for ourselves and we don't realize it. And sometimes we just need to make a change. One of the things I found interesting is that Jerry Lewis was making a living lip-syncing to records. Now, who else did that? Who else was lip-syncing to records? Oh, I know, the man on the moon himself. Remember when, now his name's not coming to me. I'm having those days lately where I'm having trouble remembering names. Anyway, the guy who played Lotka on Taxi, etc. Somebody give me that in the comments section. Anyway, he was lip-syncing to Mighty Mouse. Jerry Lewis started out that way until he got booked repeatedly with Dean Martin and just decided to mess with Dean by blah, 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 during one of his shticks, and he got so much response that the two became a team. Opposite action is a difficult thing to do because human beings, we think 45,000 thoughts a day, but it's been found that 15% or less are actually new thoughts. What we're mostly doing is remembering what we've already committed to or decided to, or our process for already doing something. And it's a challenge to get ourselves to do something different. But I want to invite you to think back to some of the greatest experiences in your life and see if maybe they didn't involve opposite action. I remember asking people for help when I never would have asked for help. And I remember reaching out to a book agent when I had this idea for a book. And all of those things were frightening to me. And my ego was trying to convince me, stay safe. That's what your ego does. That person's a threat. Everything's a threat. Stay safe. Stay within this lane. And yet there would have never been a Rodney Dangerfield if Jack Roy would have stayed within his lane. And the idea that the two not only did it one night, but then the next night they decided, you know what? It's okay. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. And that's how we ended up with Rodney Dangerfield. By the way, did you know that Caddyshack was his first movie ever? He had never done a movie. And they say that he was as hilarious between takes as during takes. And a lot of what he said was ad-libbed. Amazing talent. Jack Roy, better known as Rodney Dangerfield. So consider taking opposite action. I had something yesterday. We all have little things. That is, I don't want to do this. I had something I wanted to talk to. It was day before yesterday. I needed to talk to somebody about something I considered to be important. Now, in the past, I would have run right to them. But I gave this almost 3 weeks to think about it, plan it. And then I had all kinds of excuses as to not go and speak to this person about this thing. And when I went and I said, you know what? I don't want to carry it with me one more day. And so I decided to go and speak with this person, and I did. And she was awesome. She couldn't have been more gracious. And she said, everything you've shared with me, I already knew. So thank you. You've just reinforced it. I'm going to take care of it. It was just, it could not have been more of a blessing. And it felt so good for me to have taken that opposite action and to have done it. So ask yourself today, what opposite action can you take?
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high.